505.
Hey James, can you check with 9513 if he needs any assistance? I'll head down there, help him out.
Yeah, if you're free to do so, I would just go ahead and head that way. It's better to have two of you all than just one.
All right, copy. I'll hop on the freeway. I'll make my way over there.
All right, thank you. And 9513, you copy that? 9505 is going to come assist you.
Yeah, 9513, I copy. I just received a call from the state inspectors. They are coming as well. Yeah, I mean, the 9505 can stay there. I have the state inspectors coming.
Okay, yeah, you got the cavalry coming. Okay, I copy. 9505, you copy? You can pretty much stay where you're at.
Thanks.
Thanks, 2211.
5770, Thomas speaking.
5770, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
I had a problem passenger on my bus coming from Forest Grove. I would like permission not to give that individual a ride. He's a white male, shaggy long hair, beard, blanket, and medical scrub pants.
Okay, well, what was he going on? What was he doing?
Well, apparently he had items he acquired from Safeway or someplace, which, like, one was a bottle of wine, which he was drinking surreptitiously, and then turned around and spilled it all over my floor, and he had some other product, maybe a 5-hour energy drink, but he got those liquids all over, not over, like, 5-6 of my seats, and I had to spend my break cleaning all that stuff up.
All right, copy that. Well, open containers are certainly not allowed on the bus, so, you know, you got that. If he is actively kind of destroying your property, I mean, where did you, is he at Beaverton now, or did you drop him off somewhere else?
He got off on Cornelius, but knowing him, because I've had him on the bus before, and he's always been a problem every single time. And it's just, he won't cooperate, and he even laughs about it when confronted about it.
All right, copy that. Nope, I got this all on a recorded line, and I wouldn't pick him up, so you have a great night, okay?
10-4, thank you very much.
You are welcome at 2213.